Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Report card.
Mike Preston's report card is here. The professor is in. Lamar Jackson got what?
A.
What did he get?
I mean, this is.
He got a what?
A.
How'd he get an A?
Took over the second quarter of the game. 10 for 15, 468 yards, two touchdown passes. Had a 48 yard touchdown run in the third quarter. The second quarter to me was just glaring. That's when it was done. It was like, they're going to crush this team. And that was finished. Derrick Henry, 147 yards on 27 carries, average 5.4 yards an attempt.
Hey. What about running backs?
Running backs. Well, Henry, I did like Keith Mitchell getting in the game.
Didn't do much.
I didn't see him have that breakaway, but as the game went on, I saw a little bit more, and I'm like,
you think there's some
timing,
rest there?
Timing, rhythm kind of thing. Yeah. He's got to get in the game, but they got an A. Offensive line. In the second quarter, they struggled with pass protection. I mean, and Lamar made them look a lot better than they were, but I mean, those wham blocks and those trap blocks and the stuff they were getting into the second level and wiping out linebackers. I gave them a B plus in receivers.
What are your receivers?
I gave the receivers a B plus simply because
B plus
they weren't like great, and they didn't have to be great because the running game was so overwhelming. But those touchdown passes to the tight ends, and the thing that I really like about them is they keep moving because they know the play can be extended. But they got a B plus.
What about the defensive line?
Oh, the defensive line. They just shut down Joe Mixon, shut down their running game, made them pretty much one-dimensional. Matt Ibike had, I think he had like four pressures, one sack, played well. But all of those guys played well up front. Travis Jones, Michael Pierce. Good group, good day. They get an A.
A.
Linebackers, A.
A.
Roquan Smith, what do you have? Eight tackles.
Didn't need more. Hard to get tackles when a lot of incompletions. And
Do you feel like the change with Kyle Hamilton, I know he brought it up, has really helped him out with not having to turn around and look at what's going on behind him? Because it sounds like Marcus Williams was not doing any of that when he was in.
I think Kyle also had some things to prove to himself that he could play in space. I mean, because the whole transition was to get him up front, let him near the line of scrimmage because he's a good tackler. And then all of a sudden, and I remember Bernard Pollard wrote this once and said he had to learn how to play in space and how to cover because that's what Ed Reed told him. You just can't go up there and knock people out all the time. And Kyle Hamilton had the same thing. We had to go back and play on the back end. That's all part of it. But their defensive backs, I thought overall played a good game, and their linebackers, I gave them an A.
The DBs you gave, the secondary you gave.
I gave them a B plus, which is pretty much an A minus for those guys because they've played so poorly. But at least you can see the adjustments and so forth being made.
Special teams.
Justin Tucker connected on that 52 yard field goal. Jordan Stout averaged 41.3 yards a punt. I think he had like four punts, and two of them inside the 20 yard line. Steve Sims, though, was very indecisive on returning punts.
Very.
You know, and where
don't
you,
like him.
Where are you going? I mean, the thing is, man, you can't, in the National Football League, it's hard to reverse field because the speed is so great that
you saw the Cowboys do it on Thanksgiving or whenever that was.
It's just like Jermaine Lewis. One step, one way, hit it, gone. That's the way you return punts, and somebody needs to tell them that. They got a B.
Coaching.
I gave them an A.
I'm shocked.
And
A.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, they deserve it, but I'm shocked you gave it to them.
Yes, 3 games in 11 days. You did something right.
2 of those games on the road.
Yeah.
That's the craziness.
And the other part of this is, like, look, if you're going to beat them up for every bad thing that goes on and every little thing in a game, you're going to be highly criticized. Like, I think they deserve to be. You got to give them what you hate saying, their flowers when things are going right. I mean, it's 3 games in 11 days, and 2 of those were just
props.
Domination.
Flowers. Here, Mike.
Flops. Hey, hold
Here's
on.
Some lilies.
Bring me flowers.
Here's some lilies for you, Mike.
Anymore. Flowers smell better than props.
But that's like the new thing.
Yeah, flowers. A lot of new things.
So, never mind. I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking.
Exactly. You can get me flowers if you want to.
No, sir.
We know. We know you like those. Oh, these are lovely, Mike.
No, no. We won't do that, Jeremy.
He got me some pansies.
Yeah, no, he didn't get you some pansies.
Hey, but you know,
said, here, pansy.
You can beat up on Harbaugh if you want for his game day decisions and some of his clock management stuff. But to play 3 games in 11 days and to have the success that they've had, that says a lot about him. Says a lot about his philosophy and about what he preaches. So they get an A.
So the Chiefs and the Ravens fared well in this.
They just play the game. Just play the AFC chip. Let me set it up. Because I already went through this. I wrote about it this morning. Mahomes, he's already won 2 MVPs. Lamar has won 2 MVPs. Okay.
Is it a foregone conclusion that they wouldn't meet until the AFC Championship, though? With the way the bracket is.
If they're the 2 seed, yes.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the way it's kind of shaped.
The Ravens look like the 2 seed.
But the Ravens look like the 3 seed right
look
now.
Like the 3 and
Kansas City looks like the 1.
Houston's 4. So those 2 and 3 would play each other, then 1 and 4, well, and then they would go to...
Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, you got to say they're going to be the 3 seed, because I can't see... If anybody's looking at Buffalo's last 2 opponents, they're not losing both of those games. Let's say they have a hiccup in one of them. They stink, the teams they play.
So,
I think you have to start looking at who you're going to get out of the group of, what is it, Cincinnati, Denver, or the Chargers are most likely. Indianapolis is in there. Miami's in there as well. That could be coming to Baltimore.
No, but and they're all soft. Just soft. Just fast forward this thing.
I think more than likely you're getting a hardball bowl again here in Baltimore.
Yeah, but and I don't want to see that either.
I don't either.
I don't, because they're soft. But, you know, Mahomes has won 2 MVPs. Lamar has won 2 already. Maybe 3rd. I don't know where that's
going. My problem
going.
With another Harbaugh bowl, at some point Jim Harbaugh's going to say, you know, I'm tired of losing to this guy.
Yeah, but it won't be this year because they're not very good.
I think he said it after the first loss. I'm tired of losing this guy.
And you got Mahomes who's won 3 Super Bowl MVPs. Last year, the Ravens had them here in what we all thought was their best team, and then Kansas City steals it. What a better setting is to go to Kansas City and steal it there.
I love it.
And I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm just saying it's set up that way. I mean, and you got Kansas City going for the three-peat. You got Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. You got all of those guys, and then you got Lamar and Andrews. Play the game, man. God, I don't even. Ever since the first game, and we all said this from day one,
we'll see you
when
again.
They lost to him, said, we know where this is going.
Yeah.
And it's playing out that way. And after yesterday and watching on Christmas, it was like, this is so over.
The network has such a storyline in this game because you have one team going for the three-peat, first time in NFL history in the Super Bowl era. You got this other team with this multiple-time MVP who can't get over the hump for this Super Bowl champion. The storylines leading up. The NFL would love that game to have a bye week before.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Super Bowl. They would love for that to be a bye week. Just to put the media that's going to cover that game, the NFC Championship game is going to feel like tumbleweed. Like nobody's there. There's no storyline in the NFC, Jeremy, that will match the storyline of Ravens versus Chiefs. Give me one.
I don't think so. Like, we were just talking about this. Like, Monday Night Football is the Lions and 49ers. At the beginning of the year, they thought this was going to be gold and maybe be for the number one seed, and the 49ers fell apart. But there's nothing on the NFC side that you go, oh, my God, I want to see that. Could the Lions and Eagles be a really fun game? Sure, but
Lions
I don't know.
Lions did the Super Bowl for the first time. That's a great storyline, but no.
But realistically, when you think about it, here's what here's what's going to happen if they make that run, more than likely. You get a hardball ball in game one. You win that game, you play Buffalo. You've housed Buffalo, you've destroyed them, so now you get to exercise some demons, especially if that cat wins the MVP. I don't know when they announce it.
No, right before the Super Bowl.
That's what I thought. That week of or whatever.
NFL honors.
Yeah, so you have a chance to exercise that, and then you go to Kansas City if you're able to win that game and just shove it up their rear ends as well. So,
but he's 1-4 against Mahomes.
Yep. I'm saying you have the opportunity but to that, shut that, everyone.
That's the storyline.
That's what makes it fun.
That's the storyline.
That's part of it.
We're going for a three-peat. This guy's got to beat us in the postseason. It's no better story than that story. I just hope that we get it.